Soccer, or rather football, is a very big deal in Ireland, as commentator Hollis Gillespie found out when she was in Dublin recently. Unfortunately, she discovered this not by attending a game, but by meeting some soccer hooligans.
I dislike being bled on. I really do. And Dublin at first seemed like the perfect place to avoid public bleeding. It was my first time there, and I was loving the place. There are cobblestone walkways and old pubs everywhere, shrimp-flavored potato chips, 800-year-old brass accents still shining from daily polishing, and people tip their hats to you. It's so damn finished and civilized seeming in downtown Dublin. The men even wear pocket watches, for Christ's sake. And every other cafe has curtains made of white lace. It's lovely there, I swear, and really the last place you'd expect to encounter other people's blood. It happened while I was admiring some silver trinkets jangling from a street vendor's pushcart, when suddenly the air became infused with a different sort of loudness than before, something more frenetic than the normal business bustle of the day. There was no war whoop, no running for cover, no shouting of warnings. One moment everybody was interacting with each other, commenting on the big soccer match, laughing at each other's jokes. The next they were completely encapsulated under themselves, rummaging grim-faced through a pocketbook, mindfully picking lint off a lapel, closely inspecting the incisors of an ancient lapdog. Even the pushcart vendor stopped talking to me mid-sentence to intently study a pebble caught in the crease of his sole. All of this alerted me to switch myself to survival mode. There was no big trick to it. I just adapted the demeanor of the people around me, which basically entailed making myself as boring as possible, thus enabling the hooligans to ignore me and move on to other potential victims, which they did. They chose a hapless, long-haired young man not far from me, descended on him like piranhas on a pork chop. It was over quickly, too, and they were gone. This is when my instincts failed me. "Do you think that guy's okay?" I gasped to the pushcart vendor, who looked at me like I'd stepped on a twig and alerted the enemy to our hiding place. The hooligans were gone, but the injured guy, who was being helped to his feet by his friend, was near enough to hear me. Bloody-faced, he was no longer hapless. On the contrary, he was full of hate and pain right then, which he bore on me with the intensity of 100 suns. "Leave me alone, you stupid bitch," he hissed into my face. I looked around to see if anyone would intervene, but they were busy brushing dust off their coats or inspecting their watch bands or whatever. Luckily, I'm obviously too pathetic to merit much of a trophy, even for a guy looking to resurrect his ego after having been pummeled in public. So he simply called me a bitch a few more times and then limped away, leaving me standing there, blinking. The pushcart vendor handed me a tissue. "I'm not crying," I snapped at him, angry that he hadn't interceded on my behalf. "Your face," he said. And I looked in the mirror attached to the cart and saw that my face was flecked with blood, which the injured guy had spewed on me. God, I thought as I wiped it off, nothing like being bled on to wreck your day. After that, I stormed away, fuming so heavily that people began to cross the street to get away from me, and not another person tipped their hat to me for the rest of my stay in Dublin.
Hollis Gillespie, writer and flight attendant, lives in Atlanta.